Praise the Lord. Message number 237. The title of the message, Kneeling Down, Part 3. Before we start the message, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time you give us. Thank you for this day. We pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would lead us in the way that you want us to go, to make us understand your will and to grasp things beautiful from the scripture to apply in our lives. Lord, anoint my lips and let the message flow to your people, to your church, and whatever the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The first thing that we're going to study about kneeling down in this message is when we bring the first fruit to the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 11. There's here very beautiful things when we bring our first fruit to the Lord. Let's read the scripture, and then we will enjoy the goodness of God through His Word, and we will be encouraged and directed to apply them in our lives. When you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and have taken possession of it and settled in it, take some of the first fruits of all that you produce from the soil of the land the Lord your God is giving you, and put them in a basket, then go to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, and say to the priest in office at the time, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come to the land the Lord swore to our forefathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it down in the front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare before the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down into Egypt with a few people and lived there and became a great nation, powerful and numerous. But the Egyptian mistreated us and made us suffer, putting us to hard labor. Then we cried out to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our misery, toil, and oppression. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a great terror and with miraculous signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now I bring the first fruits of the soil that you, O Lord, have given me. Place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. And you and the Levites and the alliance among you shall rejoice in all the good things the Lord your God has given to you and your household. You see here, this is the teaching for the people when they will enter the promised land and get settled. They will bring the first fruit. The first fruit is the first income that the Lord will bring into your life. And here, the beautiful things, they will go to the priest, and the priest, they will presented to the Lord the first fruit, and now what he said, that you will tell to the Lord this thing, that oh, my father was like that, we were oppressed and God delivered us. Here in coming back to the Lord, bringing the first fruit and bowing down at him and worshiping him, you acknowledge the great work that the Lord have done for you along the years, from where you came, from where the Lord had taken you, and now where you are. That's where here we kneel down in reverence to the great work of God that He had done for us. God had done great things for me, and that's why daily I kneel down. Every time I bring my first fruit, I kneel down. Gratefully, I bring what He recommends of me, not graciously, not forcefully, but with a gratefulness in my heart toward all the Lord, the good thing that the Lord had achieved for me. Come to Him with a gratitude in your heart, bringing your first fruit, and bow down at His feet and worship. The second instant we'll speak about bowing down in this message is when King David was preparing for the building the temple. He prepared materials, he prepared the money, and also all the leaders and of the Israelites, they give and they offer to the Lord whatever needed for the building. And the Lord also provide them a king, that Solomon would be the king after David, and he will be the one to build the temple of the Lord. These things you can read it in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 1 to verse 20, how everything the Lord provide and arrange. And during that meeting, when God revealed these things fully to them, that Solomon will be the king and he'll be the one to build the temple, and he'll be the one to use all the things that King David had prepared, from the design to the material things that the leaders of the Israelites and King David had prepared for this great work of God. In verse 20, in culmination of all this event of celebration, then David said to the whole assembly, "Praise the Lord your God." So they all praised the Lord, the God of their fathers. They bowed low and fell prostrate before the Lord and the king. So here they were so grateful to God. They can see that He is there, and He is the one who had arranged everything, had prepared everything, that they will have the temple of God inside Jerusalem. He provided the material, He provided the person, and He provided the plan and make things possible. That's why they bowed low, full submission to God, reverence, fear of the Lord, and they fell prostrate. It means that, Lord, all our strength had come from You before the Lord and the King. Beautiful things the scripture teach us about kneeling down, bowing down to the great things that the Lord is doing in our life. As we have noticed here, the people prostrate before the Lord to what He had done for them, in what He did in preparing the things for the magnificent temple that will be built in Jerusalem. The next scripture that we will tackle in this message about bowing down, let's read Book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 1 to verse 3. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 1 to 3. You say, this is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, pronounced on the Israelites. for his death. He said the Lord came from Sinai and down over them from Seir. He shone from Mount Paran. He came with myriad. He came with myriads of holy ones from the south, from his mountain slopes. Surely it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hand, at your feet. They all bow down and from you receive instruction. Moses, in this scripture, made it very clear to all the tribes of the Israelites that the Lord would give his instructions to those who come to him, those who humble down, showing that through bowing down at his feet, looking to receive instruction from him, they will receive from him. Those who have pride, they walk with highness. You know, those who have a pride, you can see their face, their nose is very high. But those who are humble are willing to kneel and bow down at the feet of the Lord. So, bowing down is a humility, is an act of humility. Now, the thing here, I cannot tell you bow down so you will humble down. You need to humble down and show that by bowing down. If you will not humble, you cannot receive the instruction from the Lord. The word of God say he guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his ways. A good example being at the feet of the Lord Jesus and listening to his instruction is the example of Mary, the sister of Martha. Let's read Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to verse 42. The importance of being at the feet of Jesus to receive instructions. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 verse 42 say, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better and will not be taken away from her. Mary stayed at the feet of the Lord to hear from him the instruction that is needed before she would go forward and get involved in her daily activities. But Martha, she has no humility. She did not come and sit at the feet of Jesus to listen to what he said. She assumed that she knows what she needs to do. She does not need to listen. I know what I need to do and I'm going ahead with my own plan. Many people who are worshippers of God, they do a lot of things and got involved in many services and activities, but things are not of God because they do things from their own mind and imagination without listening to what God has said, or doing things without being receiving instruction from the Lord. Why? Because they do things without spending time at the feet of Jesus. We learn daily we need to kneel down. We need to be at His feet so that we can receive instruction from Him. When you are at His feet and you are praying, you are listening also. When you are at His feet, your anxiety will be taken away and you will have peace, and you will see that you don't need to do much and already have done things more than what's need. Your anxiety will be calmed down and you will know that you need to listen to His voice. Prepare yourself to be at rest till He will speak to you what you need to do, what you need to do the next step. Beautiful things to kneel down at the feet of the Lord. Every example that we are tackling will bring edification, strength, and assurance that come from Him. The next example about kneeling down is from the life of King Solomon, how at the time that he dedicated the temple of the Lord, in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 13, book of 2 Chronicles chapter 6 verse 13, say, now he had made a bronze platform 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had placed it in the center of the altar court. He stood on the platform and then knelt down before the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hand toward heaven. So here he prepared a platform, King Solomon, and he kneeled down before all the assembly of Israel, and he spread his hand toward heaven and he prayed. And he prayed a long prayer with different kind of prayer and supplication to dedicate the temple of the Lord. And in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 54, and it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all his prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose before the altar of the Lord from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. So here, from the time that he kneeled down and he started to pray till he finished his prayer, he was kneeling down as his hands were spread to heaven. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1 to 3, we can read the following. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, He is good, His love endures forever. A very beautiful things that we have read now, that when Solomon finished his prayer, the different kind of prayer, all his prayer of and supplication to the Lord for the temple. At the conclusion of his prayer, fire came from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And we had read that when the people saw the fire of God, they bowed down and worshiped the Lord. Can our kneeling down on our prayer at the feet of Jesus, can it bring the fire of God? Well, what we have read, the answer for this question is yes. Yes, we need the fire of God. We need the Holy Spirit. And we need the anointing of the Lord to go before us and consume all our sacrifices and our offering and with the ministries that we are offering unto the Lord. I pray that this message will bring encouragement and will help you to discern more of God's ways and principles. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you and praise you from the depth of my heart for your word to us. Let your word come through, O God. Help each and everyone who listen to this message, my brothers and my sisters, to apply this message in their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray you use these messages so that your name will be lifted up and glorified. Teach and every one of us, Lord, to live in the fear of yours and lead us to continue to worship you, to continue to be at your feet, and you will continue to speak to us and instruct us. And Lord, we do pray that as we kneel down and pray, the fire from heaven, the Holy Spirit, will be in the middle of our ministry and will go before us and do the things that is needed to be done for us. Lord, take this message and make it reach to those who are waiting to hear your word and those who are in need of this message. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.